Right.
All right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker of Dave Mark Inc., promoter, marketing expert, and all-around good guy. I have my partner, Mr. Leonard Young, with me. And Mr. Leonard Young, how are you doing, sir?
Good, good. How you doing? This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guy, DelawareBlack.com, black media specialist, and all-around good guy. How are you, David?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. I'm happy belated 4th of July, and hope everyone had a great holiday, and hope you did too, even though I didn't make it over your house for the macaroni and cheese and the potato salad with raisins.
Yes, I was waiting for you to bring it over, but you never answered my call, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, we won't go there why I didn't answer your call, but that's a whole nother story.
So. But you didn't call me. You're supposed to call to come over. We're going to do the big old cookout. Hey. Just hey. The fella News and Trends exclusive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't even get one iota of thought, but it's all good, Dave.
Wait, hold on. Were you busy doing your firework display over the weekend? Is that what you were doing?
No, I didn't do any fireworks. It's funny because there was someone shooting off fireworks in my neighborhood. I was like, wow.
Man,
Did you have anybody in your neighborhood?
There was fireworks going off over here.
Yes. Till past midnight.
It's Saturday. Yeah, it's a Saturday. I mean, it's crazy. I know that it. I how can people have so many fireworks? I just don't get it. I mean, all the way up until last night, it was almost 12 o'clock. I think I still heard fireworks. Yeah. So I mean,
Well, I agree because my wife doesn't like fireworks, so she kept on saying, "When are these going to end?" And every time she say that, it'd be like more and more fireworks. I was like, "Damn, they were definitely ready this year."
Yeah, they were not playing around. And see, here, like, you know, down in the cul-de-sac area, they put chairs out there, man. It's like a whole big thing down there.
No, yeah, that right there sounds fun, though.
Yeah, but that's what they do. They shoot.
Do you put yours out there, too?
No, I don't go down there, man. I ain't trying to get – I'll probably get shot going down there. Look, I'm sure they're shooting people at the same time.
Yeah. And what you say, nobody would know the difference.
Nobody would know the difference. I mean, come on now, you know. So, you know, that's the best time, I guess, to do that kind of stuff with fireworks. Excuse me, when fireworks are going off. I mean, you know, you figure, you know, people are thinking, you know, if you hear a gunshot, you're not thinking it's a gunshot. You're thinking it's fireworks. Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, that. Yeah, they were doing it all weekend long. So, I didn't need to look. Believe me, I didn't need to go anywhere to hear fireworks.
Yeah. Now, I could hear them all, but I couldn't really see them from my house. Can you see them from your house?
If I went out back, I'm sure I could have seen, because it looks like what they were doing was shooting them towards the back area.
Okay.
So, like where they were set up. It looks like they were shooting it over into, like, there's like a field like area over there, back there, cul-de-sac. So if I looked out my back door, I'm pretty sure I would have seen everything. So,
gotcha.
Like, from where, when I did look out the front, I could see them all sitting down there and so forth. They had sparklers and all that stuff going on, but I couldn't actually see the actual fireworks because I think it was towards the back.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't looking to see it anyway, so.
Well, no, I get it. I was just wondering if they were shooting it in the direction of the woods, because, you know, like they always talk about the fires coming. So I was wondering which direction they were shooting them.
Yeah, they've been shooting them towards the wooded area in back of the house. So
okay. So, yeah, so basically, they're looking to bring Smokey the Bear out there after they they lit up the fire.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's you know how they are. That's all I'm going to say. You know how they are. So, but other than that, man, it was just a quiet weekend. Nothing exciting happened. You know, well. Not personally, anyway. There's a lot of stuff that happened, but, you know, not personally.
and we'll leave that right there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, so. But did you do any cooking or anything?
No. So it's funny, and I'll make a story super long, short. On Sunday, we went up to New Jersey, and we actually went to the house that my wife and I got married at, I guess, 3 years ago, because I stayed in contact with the people who have that Airbnb, and they invited us up Sunday, so went up there with the kids, and they had a pool, they had some food, so, you know, we were up there for a little bit.
Okay. All right. Now, folks, he's talking like I don't know about the house where he got married at. So,
I know you know. That's why I didn't give all the description and everything. I know you know. You know you know. We know you know.
I know, but yeah, it's a very nice house. You know, it was once owned by Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, built in. Well, he actually was the one that had it built, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure.
I thought he was the one that had it built back during the 70s, the early 70s. I mean,
possibly.
Yeah, because I think I read something like it only cost like, it was under $1 million when he had it built. It wasn't that expensive. It was in the thousands.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, and of course, it's worth, of course, way more than that now.
Well, maybe. Well, let me tell you what's so funny. So when we got married there, which was 3 years ago in 2019, we had looked up the house, and it sold in 2014 for $695,000.
Wow. Yep. But then that was before they turned it into an Airbnb, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably before they turned it into an Airbnb, but, you know, the price is the price.
Yeah, but I wonder how much that costs now.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. They still have the photos and stuff up in there?
Yeah, yep. So, I mean, pretty much just like we remember it is how it was. But let me tell you a little funny side story. So, you know, kids nowadays, they don't go outside, right?
Yeah.
And they don't know how to do anything. So, you know, all these sports that we used to play growing up, they don't know how to play none of them. So, you know, at the house, they have a tennis court. And my kids or Quincy, my son, and my wife's daughter, they challenged me to, well, you know, I talked about they're playing badminton on the tennis court. So anyway, long story short, 2-1, the score was 15-4. I won. And I was like, you know, these kids don't even know how to play sports no more. Badminton on the tennis court. Your boy was barefoot, but it just is what it is.
You still beat him, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, hey. Now, did y'all, and they cooked out while y'all were up there, too?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's nice, man. Yeah. Nice. It's nice to have those relationships and so forth. Did they stop renting it out to the party people like they said they were and all that stuff?
Yeah, they did. So they
that would be cracking down on all the Airbnbs now.
Oh yeah. No, definitely. They so now they only do long term rentals, like, you know, 3 weeks more, a month or more, but they don't do the little one and done 2 days. And it's funny because when we went up there, they said 2 weeks ago they shot a Lifetime movie there, a Black Lifetime movie. So yeah, so she said whenever it comes out, she'll let me know. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
Yeah. I was like, interested.
So y'all wouldn't have, wait. With that being said, y'all probably wouldn't have been able to rent it this time around, huh?
Oh no, we probably, you mean with the Airbnb restriction? No, we probably wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope, we would have been out of luck.
Well, folks, we've heard the old axiom says timing is everything. There you go.
Yeah.
Timing is everything. So, okay. All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. It's good that you still have that relationship too. You never know when you might need it again, right?
Oh no, Dave. I'm about to hold on to that thing like a bear hug. You don't got to tell me that.
Yeah, that's a nice place up there. So, yeah. I would do the same thing, Leonard, if I was you. No problem. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we should go ahead and get into the show. You are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len. We want to thank you for tuning in to listen to our show tonight. What are we talking about tonight, by the way, Len?
Yep. So, Dave, today we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about, of course, R. Kelly getting sentenced to 30 years in jail. We're also going to talk about a women's rights protest where they were claiming some of the same, experiencing some of the same loss of rights that Black people have been experiencing. We're also going to talk about Brittany Griner and just some of her, issues trying to get out of the Russian jail and back to America. Then we're also going to talk about whether it's safe to go outside anymore. You know, of course, 2-4 of July incidents happened yesterday. So, you know, is it safe to be outside, safe to be in groups?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like we got quite a gamut of information get right ahead your way, guys.
I know. Crazy.
crazy, right? Well, speaking of crazy, let's start with Mr. Robert Kelly here. The reason that we're bringing this up is because, of course, quite naturally, the sentences happened last week after we did our show, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So, I don't want to spend too much time talking about what he did, because it's been well documented. I just know I have to, every time I think about R. Kelly and I think about Surviving R. Kelly, that show, the documentary came out. Right. And I just remember watching it and saying, how's he going to survive this show? You know, did you watch it?
I did not.
Okay. Well, it was pretty damning, man, if you know what I mean. It really was. And it was just no way he was going to survive that. I mean, all them people talking, all the stuff that came out, and it just did not look good for him. And I'm just like, if he didn't go to jail before, which he didn't, he got away before, he wasn't getting away this time. So it was just a matter of time before he was put in jail, which he was, and a matter of time before he was going to be found guilty, which he was last week,
right.
30 years. So, but it made me think about this. So real talk, y'all. R. Kelly got 30 years in jail for crimes against minors and other things that he did. As Kells music and Kells himself been canceled. Now, I seen a lot of things about R. Kelly, and women are still crazy about R. Kelly. There's a lot
about
of dudes.
R. Kelly or his music?
Well, R. Kelly and his music. I mean, the thing that got him in trouble was the women were always drawn to this dude.
Right.
You know, they called him the Pied Piper. You know, I mean, he was, you know. So my thinking, and, you know, there were people sending him money to help him out, you know, financially, legally, and everything, you know. So, and it was all mostly women that was sending him money. He had that certain way about himself that made himself endearing to a lot of women. And unfortunately, a lot of young women, you know. So even with him going to jail, a lot of people still, you know, like I saw some things last week after the ruling came out, free R. Kelly type stuff, you know.
Yeah.
With all the evidence that we've seen, but everything that we know, why would you say free R. Kelly? You know what I'm saying? So, but then that brings up another part of the conversation, his music. I know DJ Tim Dog posted. I don't know if you saw last week.
He no, I did didn't. You see that?
Did you no. see? So with him getting 30 years in jail, does that mean as a DJ, we should stop playing his music? Well, a lot of DJs had already stopped playing his music because of what he'd been convicted of. Well, accused of, I should say, at that time. And then, but now that he's been found guilty in a court of law, should anybody be playing his music? Or is that still, and that's what he, Tim was putting out there, should we be playing his music? Or is that still a preference thing based on whoever is throwing the party? If they say it's okay to play the music, then play the music. How do you feel about listening to his music or playing his music right now?
You talking to me directly?
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's hard because he has so many great songs. And, you know, not even all of them are party songs, but, you know, like if you think about when I Believe I Can Fly came out, you know, that was one of his hit songs. You know, Step Left, Step Right, you know, the Chicago. You know, and Dave, I can even remember, before I went to college, the last time I was with my mom, I don't know, I played it or she played it, but his song Sweet Sadie, and it was one of his old songs. And you know, so I mean, like, a lot of his songs, to be honest, just have like great memories for me. And you know, we're not even talking about the romantic song. We won't even go into there. But I don't know. You know, it's one of the things where do we separate the artist from their music, or, you know, is that all in one? When I was at the event in Jersey on Sunday, R. Kelly came on the radio, and my wife and I looked at each other, not in disgust, but like, oh man, like, you know. And the people who are controlling the music, the people who are controlling the music were like, oh no, y'all got to turn that off. You know, y'all got to turn that off. And they turned it off. So I mean, it's hard to say, because, you know, some of those songs just have memories. And I definitely respect anybody's opinion. So if I can be honest, if I ever, and you know, I'm not even a big music person like that, but if I ever personally played R. Kelly, it would probably be just for myself. You know, I definitely wouldn't want to, I won't say torture anybody else, but you know, I definitely want anyone else to feel uncomfortable or, you know, feel a certain way.
It's funny you said what you said about the radio and the music coming on the radio, because I noticed, like, I listen to, when I'm at work, my radio is on, and I usually have WDAS on during the day. I noticed that they play one R. Kelly song, and I hear it on a regular, but it's the song he did with Mr. Big.
That one. Yeah, like Who's Contagious. In the Closet? Yeah, Contagious.
No, it's Contagious. It's Contagious. Yeah. That's the only one I hear them playing with R. Kelly. And only because it's really, you know, it's really Ron Isley's song.
Right.
And R. Kelly, you know, he's kind of in the background on the song, you know, so. but that's the only song the DAS has been playing of R. Kelly's, you know, and I said, okay, so they stopped playing his music. I've been to a couple parties and been in a couple of events where I'll hear, you know, somebody play. I've even heard Tim play a couple of his songs. Oh, you
know? Now, do people, is there like a quiet uproar?
No. Because, you know, a lot of people love R. Kelly music, man. And one thing I will say about R. Kelly when it comes to his music, some of his music is occasion music, meaning it's for certain occasions. Like when you hear backyard party, you're thinking about the barbecue, the outdoor stuff, you know, everybody out there having a good time, drinking around the pool, that type of thing. Right. That's a backyard party. So quite naturally, that's a song that a lot of DJs want to play during that time. I don't know if I want a DJ to play at a particular time, you know, Ignition,
or a bump and grind 12 play.
Something wrong with a little bit of bump and grind, you know, that type of thing, because then quite naturally you're wondering, you know, the inspiration for these songs, you know, so and then, of course, you know, you started out talking about I Believe I Can Fly. Of course, that was a great inspirational song. And, of course, it came from, you know, the movie Space Jam. You know, but then it also makes me think about this. And it made me think about this today when I was getting my topics together. This dude has collaborated with a lot of people too. He's worked with a lot of people in the studio.
And I was just about to go.
You know where I'm going with this?
Yep, I know exactly. Because I was about to say it. I was just waiting for you to finish. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, these people, you know, now, because I can't help to think, what if R. Kelly says, what if I give you something? Would that cut my sentence short? You know what I'm saying? Meaning, what if I tell you this person, this person, this person, you know, start naming names.
Are you talking about ratting on people?
Well, he might, he looks kind of desperate right now. He might want to say, you know, hey, I wasn't the only one. This person did it too. This person did it too, you know, or, you know, this person slept with this person. This person slept with that person. No, so, because if you think about it, you know, he's worked with everybody.
Yeah, yes.
So I know a lot of them people be like, don't say nothing, Nora. You know, okay. Don't say nothing.
So,
you know?
So I thought you were going a certain route, but I'm thinking a different route.
What are you thinking?
So kind of like you said, he worked with a lot of people, right? So how far are we going on banning R. Kelly? So, okay, we're banning his music. Are we banning songs that he wrote for other people to perform? You know, are we banning
That argument has come up about, you know, songs he wrote for other people. Yes.
Are we banning albums he executive produced, collaborated with? You know, like I'm just thinking, like, how far does this ban go? You know, does it stop at his music, or, you know, how far does it go?
But, you know, people tend not to always associate the songwriter with the song if that songwriter is not singing that song or performing that song. And so it's like, we know Babyface has a big catalog of songs, okay? A lot of them, which he didn't sing himself. He wrote for other people. You know, I was watching one of the verses when Keith Sweat went against Bobby Brown. And Keith Sweat said, okay. And he just made a comment like to Bobby. He said, okay, now you've heard the songs that I sang. That he said, but let me start singing some of the songs that I did with my pen.
Right.
And then he started going into these songs. I was like, he wrote that? You know, he wrote that. You know, and, you know, big songs, man. I mean, real big songs, you know. And I was like, okay, so when you look at it that way, because a lot of people are singing songs and listening to songs still that R. might have wrote that we don't, that we're not paying attention that he wrote. And does those songs get canceled as well? Like you said, do they get canceled as well? And do we cancel the people that singing the song? Because they know, I'm sure, or some of them knew what was going on and what, you know, I mean, after all, it's not like he never had a case, a trial before for the same thing. He just got away the first time.
Right, right. And, you know, so the other thing, too, it made me think about is, you know, and I guess it's unfortunate because all the other people who are involved in those songs. So, like, you know, other people who may be getting royalties off the song because they put in work producing, writing, directing, you know what I mean? Like video, you know, however all that goes, you know, they can't, you know, they I guess they don't get anything either. It kind of made me think about Bill Cosby. And I believe they took the Cosby show off, but, you know, like it's a shame for Rudy and Theo and Claire, you know, like were they getting residuals from the Cosby show that was probably good money? And now, because of what Bill Cosby did, they're not getting nothing either.
Well, yeah, I know. That's, you know, I watched a very good documentary the other day called, like, Kevin Hart was the executive producer, by the way, and he also starred in it. And but it was a documentary called something about something offends. I forget the name of it, but it was about Black comedians and just taking a look at Black comedians' history, going all the way back to the early days of Black comedians. Talked about Red Fox and Richard Pryor, of course, and all of those guys, Stephen Fetchett, talked about these kind of guys, talked about all these different comedians, you know, talked about the Zamores, Moms Mabley, all these different people, Eddie Murphy. And in it, they just kind of gave you a look at as to what it took for all these people to get where they got to. Okay. And, but then, you know, not all of it was pretty. And, you know, they talked about Bill Cosby and how Bill Cosby, and even back then, Bill Cosby was doing, like, he knew Richard Pryor, you know, he was doing, Red Fox and Richard Pryor were out there doing this thing. Bill Cosby said, no, I'm going out here and perform for these white folks. You know, I'm going to get my money. And I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to be like them. And that's why Buck Cosby decided to be the way he was. But then they started showing, you know, talking about the Cosby show and so forth and so forth, and how it became like the most successful show of all time. And then talked about how Cosby kind of disassociated himself from everybody, you know, to make him, you know, and how he made all this money from all these people, all, you know, from that show and all this stuff. But we're not sure. They said, you know, not sure of everybody else, because after all, we know the story about the guy that played his daughter's husband was working in, what, a Home Depot or something when they found him recently. Right. And yeah. And yeah. And Perry gave Tyler Perry gave him a job.
50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent put him in. Yeah. 50 Cent put him in Power, put him in Power. Right. And he played the lawyer in Power. And, you know, ever since then, he's been working.
Yeah.
Every time I look up, I see him on something. You know, he's been working ever since then. So this is the type. So why would somebody who was on one of the most successful shows, and for as long as that run was, you would think that that person wouldn't be hurting for money, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so, but I'm just saying, you know, it goes back to the, you know, so the guilt, the association thing about the songwriter versus the person performing it and the song itself, because we don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting to take a look at the list of songs that R. Kelly wrote.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And see how many of them, you know, well, even if they weren't hits and somebody else sang one of his songs, it doesn't matter whether it's a big hit or not. It was a song that he wrote for somebody else.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. Is anybody safe now to remix R. Kelly songs, like, and, you know, kind of make it their own? Or are all R. Kelly songs just off limits?
Wait, if somebody comes out with a song, this is the remix to remix of Ignition.
Right. The remix to the remix of Ignition.
I don't know, man. Even if you hear an instrumental version of R. Kelly song, it still makes you think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It still makes you say, oh, I know what that is. And then, you know, but do I want to hear this? Because it's still R. Kelly. You know, even though somebody else is doing it, it's still R. Kelly.
All right, so Dave, let me ask you a personal question. You're riding in the car.
Hold up.
You're riding in the car. And Ignition comes on. Are you turning it off or are you letting it play through?
You know what? I'll probably change the channel.
No, you won't. I don't believe it, do you?
Because first of all, I'll be honest with you, because I'm thinking to myself, how did that song make it onto the radio?
Well, Dave, you've heard it 100 times. You already know how it made it on the radio.
Yeah, but I haven't heard it since all this trouble started.
Okay.
On the radio. Okay. It's just like I used to hear his, what was the song that the big breakout song that he did with a public announcement? Remember the group that he started out with?
Yeah. Oh, Sweet Honey Love.
Yeah. Okay. So, you used to hear that all the time, but I haven't heard it since he got in trouble. And that was one that he did with public announcement.
Okay, you know. Dave, I got another question for you.
Okay, here we go. Wait, first of all, don't try to sleep by that. Are you listening to it?
I'm just gonna let it play through.
Oh, you're gonna let it play through?
Because let it play through.
Your own, you're gonna listen to it. Okay, all right.
Now, if I had someone in the And I know it probably sounds weird. Hopefully, I'm not offending nobody. If I had somebody in the car, I'd probably change the channel.
Okay, and I'm a backtrack a little bit. I would let it play till it gets to the Ignition part, and then I'm turning it off.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I gotta hear the get let it get to the bridge there.
You know what I mean? Beep. Two, that part?
Yeah, okay. then I'm done with it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Second question, then we can probably move on. You're walking in the mall, and somebody's phone starts ringing, and their ringtone is R. Kelly song.
Okay.
Do you feel a? I was gonna say, would that give you a certain impression of them? Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, really? You know, I'll be looking. I'll probably give them a look, and it'd probably be some young white kid watch. You know, so that's what I'm saying. You know, so, but no, I probably would give them a look, and I'd probably say, okay, and watch it'd be somebody about my age doing it.
Right. Somebody pull out their phone and like don't know how to work it, can't turn it off.
Can't turn it off. Hit the button on the side. You'll be all right. You know, so no. But anyway, we definitely would like to hear your thoughts on that, folks. If you have any comments about R. Kelly and everything that we just talked about, please feel free to put it in our comments section, or you know, you can always send me a note in reference to what your thoughts are as far as R. Kelly, and we'll put it on the air if you want us to, and we'll let people know what your thoughts are. So, but that's our R. Kelly segment for tonight. You know, so all right, so we're gonna go ahead and move on. And Leonard, what you got next?
Yep. So our next post is, and it's funny because this is something that I saw right before 4th of July. And, you know, what caught my attention to it was, I'm about to just bring it up real quick. So what brought my attention to it? I saw it on Twitter, and it was a post that had a lot of likes, a lot of retweets. and I don't know who this person is. I didn't have time to look it up. Rosanna Arquette. Do you know who that is by chance, Dave?
She's an actress, and she comes from a family of actors.
Okay. So she put a... Part.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Last part.
The Arquettes, there's a few David actors. Arquette and Arquette. Yeah, they're all related. Yes.
Okay. So she has something on Twitter, and it said, joining women in solidarity, wearing black, and not celebrating the 4th of July, because it certainly is not a day of independence for us. It never was. So I'm thinking, oh, you know, that sounds like black people issues right there. So then I look at some of the comments to her post. And what it is her posts are all white women talking about how they're suffering in the United States because now they don't have any rights. They're wearing black to protest. And, you know, I thought it was just so funny because, you know, this is what black people have been saying for years about not having any rights, wanting to protest. They are wearing black and they, you know, that's our color to wear in protest. Like, you know, I don't know any white people wearing black to protest but us. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? So I just want to read some of the comments. In fact, Dave, I want to read the comments one by one. And I just want your quick, you know, whatever rolls off your tongue.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I feel like I'm in a session right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. You know, it's a quick answer. Yeah. Okay. So the first person says, I will be wearing black on the 4th of July this year. I encourage all to also wear black. It's not Independence Day. We've lost our freedom. Quick thought.
Delusional.
Okay. Next one, it says, to honor the death of my right to choose and for all females who will die from back alley abortions, I wear black on the 4th of July. If you see females wearing black, then now you know why. Quick thought.
Stupid.
Okay. The next person says, what y'all doing for the 4th? That already sound black right there. What y'all doing for the 4th? We all wearing black. Can we celebrate a country that strips its citizens of human rights?
I don't know, Leonard. That might be somebody from the South. You know, that
it says Carolina. Carolina.
That might be somebody in a certain mobile home park.
Maybe. What y'all doing?
Well, that just sounds like somebody might be jumping on the bandwagon. You know what I mean?
Right. Let me find another good one. Okay. This one I thought was interesting. I'm wearing black for the 4th of July. And anyone I see wearing red, white, and blue, I'm punching them in the face.
Totally missed the point. The whole thing. They totally missed the point of the whole thing. Oh my God. And I believe that person. They probably would do that too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at the name. Look at the person's name.
Jethro. All right. So the next one. We wearing black this 4th of July because F, sure. And it's spelled out F America.
Yeah. Oh man, these are a bunch of wahoos that we got here. I mean, it's amazing. First of all, I can understand trying to do something in solidarity and trying to look at things from a perspective that we all see the same vision and are fighting for the same thing. But something as simple as trying to get people to wear black, you know, you see how that turned out, right? You know, everybody's got their different opinions about why they're wearing black, you know. And why black, first of all? Why not another color? Because not white.
Yeah, exactly. Or pink.
Yeah. Or, you know, just show red. You know, it's really amazing. I think a lot of this come from because we have all these different protest groups and you know, these different groups. I mean, it goes back to Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and you know, then we got the BLMs and all, you know, we got WLM, we got we got a Blue Lives Matter too, and
right.
You know, it's just a lot of this stuff out there now, and everybody's trying to make their points. It'd be just nice if we all can get on one page and just work that, you know what I mean? Work that angle. The whole thing with the whole thing about the women and the Roe v. Wade decision, you know, I was listening to a female politician speak in reference to, she was a senator, I forget what state, but she was a senator.
Was it Rhode Island?
No, not her. Not her. No. Anyway, letters always start to mess, y'all. I'm not even going there with him. No, this was a senator from another. She was on Colbert's show. And she was talking about how, you know, we have to vote. The whole thing comes down to voting, where we have to make sure that we get enough people out to try to overtake the Republicans and the chairs that the Republicans hold now. Because she said the reason that whole thing got overturned, Roe versus Wade got overturned, was because every Republican senator, congressman, so forth, voted yes to that. Every one of them. And that's how it got passed. Because they got every Republican to say yes. That's amazing to me that they have that much power that you can get every Republican, not one said no.
Yeah.
According to the Senate. That's crazy, right?
And so
that's why she was saying we gotta get out and vote, because we gotta take those seats away from those type of people.
All right. But go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, and, you know, I think it's a problem. And so this one thing I always think about, okay, one of the reasons why I see this just as a big problem, too, is because, you know, everybody's going to vote different. And for 100% of Republicans to vote the same way, it goes with your point, too, but, you know, I mean, it's just a problem. So we all know that. When I hear 100% of Republicans, then I know that they're just following the leader, because all 100 of them cannot believe, you know, the same thing like that. I just don't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me that something like that. I mean, it's unreal. Yeah. That can happen.
Put 100 Black people in a room and say, who loves fried chicken? There's going to be, like I already know, like, I wouldn't bet money that every single person there is going to love it.
Oh, no, or because not fried chicken.
Huh?
Not everybody eats fried chicken.
Yeah, so, you know, that's why I say we put those 100. So
you're going to have you might have a high percentage of everybody say, yes, they like it.
Yeah.
But not every one of them is going to say it. And that's what was so amazing that's why I even brought it up. That's what was so amazing about what she said, was that everyone said yes. All the Republicans said yes. And that's the reason why it passed. She said, the Democrats, you know, had no, you know, she said, we don't have enough Democrats to fight them right now. And that's why we need to get out and vote and take over some of these states that, you know, have been red all this time. And turn them blue. You know.
Well, you know, on the flip side, I wondered too. did 100% of the Democrats vote no? I mean, did 100%?
But she didn't talk about that. She didn't talk about that because the big point was the fact that all the Republicans who obviously was in control of the situation and the conservatives also included all said yes. And that's what got things to overturn. So, because they had the most control. If you don't believe that voting helps people, that it can change things, you know, the last election and stuff like this should prove to you that it can make change. Okay. Now, of course, you know, they said people turned down the numbers in big numbers. And when I went to the poll, I'll never forget my experience that day going to the polls that day. It was interesting. It was really interesting. And there was lines everywhere. You know, did you vote then?
I did.
Was the lines where you were?
Yeah, I was at Christiana High School. And that when I say that line was wrapped inside, were you, is that your voting place?
No, I had to go into Wilmington because they didn't have my new
address. Okay, okay. So,
so I'm up there on Market Street.
Where? Powell Center?
No, Crestview Apartments.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and I was in that line an hour and a half, Leonard.
Well, was that an outside line or an inside line? Outside?
Yeah. Wow. Cold that day. I never forget. But I saw, and of course, you know, you see people you ain't seen in a while.
Yeah.
You know, and of course I'm in Wilmington, so nobody had seen me, you know. So, you know, so I was like, wow, this is crazy. But yeah, so I just that was the first time in a long time I remember standing in lines to vote like that, you know. So but we have to wake up, folks. We got to pay attention. These comments that these people put down here, they sound funny, and you know, but it also should be eye opening as to the way people think as well, and where we are. So, you know, I'm just going to say, please pay attention. You know, whatever you know. Pay attention to the politicians that you're voting for. Make sure that they're going to be the people that you need to represent you. And, you know, we got elections coming up. You know, we got to do what we got to do. Okay. Because, you know, to have things overturned like Roe versus Wade, who would ever thought that that would happen? You know, so.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, so. All right. So. Moving on.
You know, Dave, one thing I want to say about R. Kelly, and I know we already left, they also said that he just got off suicide watch. So apparently sometime between Friday and now, they had placed him on suicide watch and they just, I guess, put him back in general population.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that today that he was off of suicide watch. You know, I mean, I can imagine all the stuff that might be going through that dude's mind right about now, you know? So, R, this thing, man, this thing. That's all you got to do. This thing to those guys, you know?
Well, maybe. Thing. Hold on, don't sing Ignition to them.
I know. I'm just going to say that.
don't say Bump and Grind to him.
Yeah, this is, I Believe I Can Fly, but probably might want to sing all this time. So all right. Moving on to the next story. I really feel for Brittany Griner. I really do. I don't know. You know, we've talked about Britney quite a few times. We talked about it last week. For those that don't know, Britney came out and actually for the first time you heard from Britney over the weekend in the form of a letter that she penned to the president in reference to helping her to get out. how scared she was, how uncomfortable she was with being where she was. And I didn't want to go into reading the letter or anything, but she said a lot in the letter. And not, you know what I found so interesting about, did you hear the letter? You know, did you read
it? Yeah, I read it.
It was very hard. It was very hard.
And you can tell. You know, the tone was very, it almost reminded me of a child asking politely a parent for like a gift or something. I mean, it was very, you know, I don't even know how to explain that tone, but.
Yeah. And you can hear the humility, you know, you can hear, you know, that she, the remorse for what she, you know, that she put herself in this situation. If she put herself in this situation, I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out, whether she did it or not. But, you know, of course, they're trying to make her, force her into saying, giving an admission of guilt that she is guilty, you know. But the fact that with all that she has going on and asking for the help to get her out of there, asking the U.S. government for that and the president exclusively. She wasn't just thinking about herself. She said, and the other detainees. Did you catch that?
I did.
I thought that was so deep. That's down. I don't know. I'm hoping that this is all from her. You know, that she's not being coached on what to say. But for the fact that
I was gonna say, even if she is being coached, she wants to come home. You know what I mean?
She wants to come home. But she didn't make it all about her though.
Yeah.
And that's what I found unique. That's what I found fascinating. That she's not only thinking about herself, but apparently there's some other people there that she feels needs to come home as well. So, and she put this appeal out to the president. Apparently, there's been no response from the White House.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Which is really crazy. I would be concerned. I know her wife, Brittany's wife is very upset, you know, and she's just, of course, she's been saying all the time that she don't feel that the American government is helping in any kind of way or doing all that they can to get her out of there. But the fact that it's silence, Biden has a lot to say about a lot of other things, or, you know what I'm worried about?
What's that, Dave?
Is a certain guy.
Trump.
You know,
go ahead, just say it.
You already know what I'm talking about. Is going to say, let me go in and save the day. Let me go over here and talk to my buddy. Yep. And make some deals and get her out. So I can look like the big man on campus, which he already thinks he is anyway, and set himself up for some favors later on.
Yeah. And, you know, just kind of like a good look for Americans who may be on the fence regarding, okay, because you remember we saw that Biden said he's going to run again. So more than likely, it's probably going to be Biden, Trump. And I think we already know what Biden's approval ratings would look like. So if Trump was able to bring Brittany Griner home, I guarantee you a lot of Black people would be open to giving him their vote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and he'll probably get a lot of the vote from that community that she's a part of, you know, the gay community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the WNBA might, you know, fall in line with that, you know. So, do we want that to happen? Do we want Trump involved in this?
I mean, probably not.
We want the president to get her. You know.
But you know what? Just from past performance,
for the Merchant of Death, you know, so we can't have the Merchant of Death involved. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a weird situation because I would not be surprised. I just wouldn't, if Trump already knows that he can bring her home. and he's just kind of holding it. Because, you know, right now, until he announces his, you know, his bid for president, or, I mean, because he hasn't officially announced, right? I don't think so.
Yeah, but he plans to run. He's already indicated.
Yeah, so I think he could hold that as a wild card. Mm-hmm. Because I think, to be honest, I think he has a better chance of getting Brittany home than Biden has. And if he knows that, you know, until I could turn this negotiation into votes and into support, I feel like he won't do anything.
Yeah, I believe that too. But then you just made me think of something else. Could this be a ploy by him and his cronies all along? Maybe he did this with Putin. Wouldn't that be big if that came out that way?
So, Dave, you remember we wrote those books about we wrote those books about 3 weeks ago on one of our Friday weekend roundups.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
this could be. Boy, if something like that came out, man, that would be crazy.
It would be.
It's a conspiracy, y'all. That's what it is. Conspiracy. So I just feel bad. You know, Brittany really sounded sincere. You know, it was really, you know, that letter, you know, the fact that this is the first time that we've heard from her and she's actually putting it out there. Hey, can you get me home? What can you do to get me there?
Right. In fact, Dave, for people who may not have heard it, I just want to read a brief portion. And to me, I felt like this was the most touching portion. So she says in the letter, "I realize you are dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other American detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home. I voted for the first time in 2020, and I voted for you. I believe in you. I still have so much good to do with my freedom that you can help me restore." You know, that right there was deep.
That's deep right there. And earlier in the letter, she talked about her father being in the service and, mm-hmm. you know, and how, you know, so she comes from a military family. And how was the 4th of July? And she said for the first time, she hadn't felt this way, you know, she hadn't felt way on the, she hadn't felt like she was free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so that she had independence. So of course she has a double whammy, you know, with the view, with the Roe versus Wade. And then this, she's in jail already, you know, I mean, yeah. You know, bro. So, and now here we are. Biden has, you know, the White House hasn't responded. Biden has responded. It also makes it look another way too, because somebody brought this up to me the other day. Is it race related, Leonard?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
To be honest, I just think Biden and his team don't know how to get her out. And they're probably recognizing that the longer this goes on, the worse they look. So they don't want to bring any more attention to it than they need to. Okay. I mean, that's my personal thought.
All right. Okay.
I mean, well, Dave, what do you think? You think race is a factor? And how big of a factor do you think it is?
You know who Sue Bird is?
No, I do not.
You don't know who Sue Bird is? Basketball player. She does a lot of commercials and so forth, but she's one of the greatest female basketball players that ever played. She's actually retiring this season from the WNBA. Matter of fact, she is hooked up with Megan Rapinoe, who's one of the U.S. women's soccer players. But anyway, if this was Sue Bird over there, I think things would go a little bit differently. I really feel that way. Oh, did I mention Sue Bird is white? Now, I hate to say it that way, but I just feel there would be a little more urgency involved if Sue Bird was over there. And do yourself a little favor. Look up Sue Bird and her category, her stats and everything, and her, you know, she's been in the Olympics 4 times. I mean, she's decorated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Brittany is too. But like I said, if that was Sue Bird over there, who has played in Russia, if that was Sue Bird over there, things wouldn't be going this way. I really believe that. So that's all I'm gonna say. And Sue okay. Bird is also gay as well.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I don't think it was because, and I notice I'm not playing that card. I'm just saying because Sue is also gay as well. But I'm saying I just know that they would not treat her. Let me change that. I don't think things would be moving as slow as they are if that was Sue Bird.
Right. I understand.
Okay. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So we're hoping that the U.S. government does respond sometime soon. And hopefully, you know, before this trial is done, because if they convict her, like they're saying that this trial is just a show me trial. We talked about this last week, that they're saying that she's definitely going to do jail time. And whether it's going to be the full 10 years, we don't know. But she, the way that this is looking, she's probably going to do jail time unless they get her out of there.
Yeah. So another question, and I just thought about while you were talking. No matter what jail time she gets, you know, 1, 5, 10 years, there's always the trade possibility, correct? You believe yes. So? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like even if she gets sentenced, which, you know, is definitely unfortunate, you know, I think there's always the possibility with the right cards played that, you know, she can come home without being over there super long.
But are we training for these two guys that we talked about last week, Leonard?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing if we have to say, okay, all right, send Brittany, we'll send one of these guys. Is that a good thing?
I mean, probably not.
Okay.
But, right. You know, has America done worse for far less? I'm sure.
That's true. We need to send the MI6 team over there and take care of this man, you know.
Yeah, or Liam Neeson over there. Tell him what's the name of his series? It's not going to my mind. Taken. Yes.
Yeah. Liam, either that or look, we said Liam, we said Tom Cruise. And we send John Wick over there, you know, and send them three dudes. I'm sure they can make somebody.
Dave, you're missing one person.
Who am I missing?
We got to send Undercover Brother over there.
Oh, Lord.
Eddie Griffin.
Look, they're probably locking Eddie up, too. Yeah. So I said Axel Foley over there before I said, if you know who Axel Foley is, right?
Yes, I do, sir. Thank you.
Right, just making sure. Okay. All right. Well, let's just keep our prayers up for Brittany. And hopefully the United States government does do something or at least respond back to her pleas in that letter that she wrote. And, hopefully something will be done soon. Okay. If you have any comments, you are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len. Please feel free to reach out to us. And you have, you can go to our, you know, comment on our page or also you can send us notes, and we definitely will put the put it out there what you sent to us, and make sure that your thoughts are known. Okay. Our last story kind of comes from what's happened over the weekend. On piggyback by some things that have been happening previously, recently. So over the weekend, the holiday weekend, we had a couple of incidents, shooting in Illinois, in Highland Park, Illinois, and nearby in Philadelphia, PA, at 4th of July celebrations. Seven people shot. I think they died up there in Highland Park. And others shot. We had a couple of cops that were shot up in Philadelphia. Thank God neither one of them are going to die. They will survive their shots. One was grazed in the head, the other one was shot in the shoulder. The shooter up in Illinois was the suspect was a 22-year-old. I think they caught him now, and I think they were charging him with seven counts, right? Of what was that, manslaughter or something like that? I forget what they said. But they did catch the guy, 22 years old. Here we go again, y'all. Another young white male shooting from a rooftop and just firing away. The one in Philadelphia, they haven't caught yet, right?
No, so I don't even know. Do they know who it is?
I don't think they had a. They last night when I was watching everything. No, because I saw the videos on both, and man, I'm telling you, you hear this gun shoot, you hear the gunshots and everything. All you see is people running, man. It looked like ants, you know, scattering, you know, when it's a bunch of ants. It was just crazy. And you see everybody running and everything. And even in Delaware here, there was a 6 or 7 year old kids, kids that was shot up in Wilmington yesterday. Was that yesterday or the day before?
I think it was Sunday morning or like early Sunday, or that's when it was reported.
Yeah. So, people, it just made me think about this question. Is it safe to go to big events, outdoor events anymore? And if you do go, what are you thinking when you go to these events? What's your thoughts on that, Lenny?
So is it safe to go to the big outdoor events? I mean, so, you know, I think, of course, we all know that overall, yes, it is safe. But, you know, I think you also have to pick your events wisely. So, you know, so when I think about it now, and, you know, one of the things that really made me feel bad for, you know, what happened yesterday in Philadelphia was one of the clips I saw. So there was a reporter, a white lady, and she was interviewing three or four black girls, young black girls, who were just like all excited and smiles in their face. And while she was doing the interview, people behind them started running. And then you kind of just saw people running, you know, kind of running towards the camera and all that. And, you know, it just kind of makes you feel bad because, you know, this is what children have to go through nowadays. You know, like, Dave, I can tell you growing up from, you know, 0 to 18, I never ever was at any type of event, large and small, where, you know, anything wild broke out. You know, maybe a little fight, but, you know, something to send everybody running. you know, something where somebody's shooting. But, you know, in today's time, like, this is common. You know, it's so crazy because yesterday morning, when I heard about the one in Highland Park, I was just like, damn, you know, they are actually shooting on 4th of July. And, you know, that one looked like it was at a parade, correct? Was that in a parade?
Yeah.
And then when I heard about last night in Philadelphia, you know, I was like, damn, you know, this is twice in one day. And granted, it was a holiday weekend and that was a holiday, but still, regardless, you know, you remember, Dave, when we talked about mass shootings and we looked up, and so we did that mass shooting show probably about a month ago, right? Maybe right. A little over a month.
Yeah, that and was that Buffalo shooting and the.
Yeah. And, you know, when we looked it up, you remember they had that Buffalo shooting was like the 200th and something mass shooting. Yeah. So, you know, it's just crazy, and that
was this year. Right.
Yeah.
That
this year.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just crazy that we are having 1 to 2 mass shootings. And I don't know what they consider mass. When I think about mass, I kind of think of, like, you know, I guess 3 or more. But, you know, like, what are we coming to when we're having more than one mass shooting a day? Or, you know, 1 to 2 a day. I mean, it's just crazy. So do I feel safe outside at large events? Yes. But if I don't need to go, I'm probably not going to go to them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's tough. Because they were saying the thing in Philadelphia happened right after because I know, like, they were interviewed a young lady prior to the incident happening. She was talking about it was earlier in the day, and they interviewed her on Good Morning America. That's what it was. And she was talking about who was it that she wanted to see perform that night. And she said Jason Derulo, right? Who, ironically, it was after he just got finished performing that the shooting started. And so here you got all these young people out there, and adults and so forth, and kids.
Yeah.
And this happens. And now you're thinking to yourself, man, can I go anywhere? I don't know, Leonard. You know, when you hear about these things and you think to yourself, Do I really want to take a chance on going? Because now I don't think it discriminates as far as any type of event, because shooters can show up anywhere now.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, anywhere. It's you know, and you know, they're showing up at sporting events, they're showing up at concerts, they're showing up at all types of different things right now. You figure any type of rally now. I was watching what was it? It was a baseball game or something, or a football game. I forgot what it was. Over the weekend, there was this big brawl, or maybe it was a soccer game. It was a big brawl, and all you saw was all these white guys. They were throwing some shots at each other, man. It was about 20 people fighting out there, man. And you just say to yourself, what is wrong with the world today?
You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Did all this start in 2016, Larry?
Did it?
Do you know where I'm going with that?
Ferguson? I mean, Trayvon?
No. Well, I'm not talking about, of course. Oh. You know, we can name a whole bunch of them. You know? Okay. But I'm talking about, you know, when a certain person was elected.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that didn't help, because you saw those white supremacists walk through Boston. It was like a couple hundred of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
So
when you see stuff like that to you, it's like, and then you'd be like, somebody, you know, for a brief moment, you said, somebody should be shooting right now.
You know, that's what you'd be thinking to yourself. You know, you see these guys walking through boldly. I never forget. I remember it happened in Newport years ago, that they had a little rally down there in Newport. Oh, wow. And they all came walking through there with sheets on and everything. I was like, man, that's bold. You know, I don't know. What did we do? Of course, it was a public event. It just seemed like you can never get away from this moment.
No.
Back to January 6th, you know. And knowing that something like that can happen in broad daylight. And it just says that anything can happen anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. You know, I think now, you know, sporting events, music concerts, and, you know, even if we think about some of the least susceptible places, and I would say you would think church would be one of the least susceptible places to experience gun violence, but we know that's not true. But they also need to be protecting graduations. Like, you know, I'm just trying to think about these large crowds that probably usually have little to no security.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just weird. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of what you said, one of our shows a while back. And, you know, now at the time I understood, but now I'm like, you know, Dave, I really get this. You remember you said you were about to go into a store and there was a guy who was walking in and he had like a gun on his hip. And you were like, you know what? Maybe I'll wait, or, you know, I'll go to a different store. But, you know, like, it's coming to the point where, you know, this is real, you know, and you can't really trust. And I can't say you can't trust people. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is true. And you are. Yeah, that's exactly why I did what I did, Leonard. I mean, that guy. Did you hear about the road rage thing that happened in Philadelphia the other day, where a guy got out and shot this dude in Philadelphia a couple days ago? And he had a licensed gun. He was licensed to carry. And it was all over. He threw a bottle of soda at one of the guys threw an orange bottle of soda at the other guy. Guy gets out of his car and shoots him.
Wow. Killed him?
Yeah.
Now, was this the one where there was a child in the car too? I feel like I heard.
It happened over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, it was up in Philadelphia. And the guy was licensed to carry. But did he take it too far? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, we know he took it too far.
Yeah.
Let me ask a quick question in case you know. So, and I just thought about with driver's license. So, of course, you know, we have to renew our driver's license every 5-10 years. Do people have to renew their gun license, or is that a one and done? Do you happen to know?
I don't know, Leonard. I'm not even going to pretend that and know that. I'm not sure, because it's not something that I ever thought about. So I've never even inquired about it, to be honest with you. I know that was something you were thinking about doing, right?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I'm not pressed. To be honest, I'm on the fence. You know, right now I don't have a yes or a no.
And that was basically because of the stuff that, you know, business-wise and so forth, for the things that guys do. Yeah, I get that, you know. And a lot of people who are business owners have gone that route, you know. But, you know, it's just scary, the world we're living in. We're having all these conversations centered around that the incidents about what happened over the weekend, and all these conversations that we just had all kind of centered around the world we're living in now, and how crazy things have gotten. And hopefully we still got the rest of the summer. I know there's always a big Labor Day concert that goes on in Philadelphia. You know, the Jay-Z does. You know, we got that concert. We got some other big concerts coming up. I think Essence is this weekend, right? Or coming up?
It just passed. Yeah, this past weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, when you know, you got all these big things coming up, and now, you know, you wonder. I mean, I know promoters are worried, you know, about how, you know, how many people are going to show up to these things and whether they have to give refunds out, you know, because people don't, you know, don't want to take a chance. You know, it's just a lot, man. It really is. So, but you guys can give us your thoughts. Let us know what you think. And, you know, always, you know, let us know, and so we can put it out there what your thoughts are, and hopefully we don't have any more incidents like this, but we just need to pray about the world that we're living in right now, man. And we just need to, you know, we got to change our way of thinking. We really do. So But you guys have been listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us this Tuesday. You know, if you liked anything that you heard, feel free to, you know, let us know. And Lynn, do you got any big plans leading up to for the rest of the week?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I'll just try to do my pinky in the brain, try to take over the world.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I'm just going. I got to go back to work tomorrow. I've been off, folks. I got to go back to work and you know, make that $1.50. So, you know, I can't be like my partner here and live independently wealthy. Anyway,
yes, you can. Come on, Dave. Try it.
Okay. All right. You too can own a yacht and okay. Anyway, but. Anyway, we're going to say good night to you guys. Thank you for listening, and tune in on Friday for our weekend roundup at 6 o'clock, and we'll talk to you then.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your host, Dave and Lynn.